as I said, not taking a step back. In fact, really redefining the issue tonight as not a leadership issue, but an issue about the climate of the world's climate and whether the Liberal Party should stand on one side or the other on that issue. Our chief political correspondent, Lyndall Curtis, joins me now. It was certainly a stirring speech. Will it work, given what's happened in the last couple of hours, Lyndall?
Well, it looks very likely that it won't work, but Mr. Turnbull, as you heard, was very defiant, and that defiance went on during the press conference. He's just told the press conference that if there is an election on climate change, on whether Australia should take action on climate change, if the coalition says there should be no action, that would be a catastrophe for the Liberal Party. So he's certainly reframing the issue as we should take action. He's also commented on the fact that the coalition Senate leader Nick Minchin, the deputy Senate leader Eric Abetz, and the opposition whip in the Senate Stephen Parry have offered their resignations. Now, they offered to stay on to see the bill through, and Mr. Turnbull didn't say whether he'd accepted that offer or not, but he did say go through the contents of the offer. It would seem bizarre, but we're not ruling out more
bizarre
things.
Stay on to see the bill through, even though they want to vote against the bill.
Yes, stay on to see the passage of the bill through, although Nick Minchin told Malcolm Turnbull that...
It is pretty mind-boggling, isn't it?
It is. Nick Minchin told Malcolm Turnbull that if there was a motion to defer the legislation, he'd vote for it and he would vote against the bill. I spoke to one senior Liberal senator tonight who said that if that was accepted, then that would be anarchy. There is also the question of what actually happens to the Senate numbers. Malcolm Turnbull believes he does still have enough senators who will back it to support it. The government has, according to sources, offered the opposition a guillotine to get the bill through earlier, presumably, while they think Malcolm Turnbull is still leader. I am told by one senator that that was under consideration. The government have told their MPs not to leave Canberra. They are keeping them here just to be prepared for any action. So there is some way to go on this issue, both for the Liberal Party and for the Senate.
Take us through the head count of, you've already told us about three senators, I think, resigning. Abetz, Minchin, Parry, who else has resigned from the front bench this afternoon?
Sophie Mirabella has resigned, Tony Smith has resigned, and Michael Johnson has quit as party whip. And the man who started it all, Tony Abbott, came out and resigned. He and Nick Minchin met with Malcolm Turnbull in Malcolm Turnbull's office this afternoon, and he came out and did a doorstop not long after that, saying that he would resign. He doesn't believe that the coalition should be voting for the emissions trading scheme at this stage. He and Nick Minchin put a compromise to Malcolm Turnbull, the same compromise Nick Minchin put in the party room only a couple of days ago, to accept the government's amendments but to put the bill to a Senate committee that would defer the vote until February. But Malcolm Turnbull didn't accept that. As you've heard from his press conference, he believes the coalition needs to take action now on climate change. So Tony Abbott offered his resignation from the front bench.
Malcolm Turnbull has put it in a way that suggests that he thinks strategically that the Liberal Party cannot go to the election next time and have a chance of winning if it's seen as a brown party, a climate change sceptic party or whatever. The others disagree, obviously.
They certainly do disagree, and we've been told that the phones have been running into absolute overdrive for members of the Liberal Party. One source told me that the Liberal Party MPs are getting 50 to 60 phone calls an hour.
Each.
Lots of email traffic. One senator said that people who couldn't get through to their Canberra office are phoning their Sydney office, and when they can't get through there, phoning the Chief of Staff. So the calls from party supporters, people who believe in the Liberal cause, are saying, no, don't do this. Someone has described this as a talkback campaign that has been run. And there is some suggestion that this might just be chatter, but there is some suggestion that particularly New South Wales senators who support what Malcolm Turnbull wants to do have had their pre-selection threatened. And also a talk from the National side that although it's not possible to do this, they're being urged to stand a candidate in the Bradfield by-election because that candidate, some people out there think that candidate might win.
But that's, as you say, not possible to do because the Electoral Commission doesn't accept nominations this late.
No, but I think a sign of what sort of pressures are out there. As I said, this week has been certainly an odd one, getting more and more bizarre by the minute. Malcolm Turnbull, as you heard, is very defiant. He's determined to push this through. The Senate party, the coalition senators, have held a meeting, although we haven't had yet any news of what happened in that meeting. Nick Minchin came out telling his senators not to talk to anyone. Now, his position and Erica Betts's position are both elected by the Senate party, so it could be that the Senate has elected to do that. The party room, and I'm speculating here, may have discussed whether they vote to defer the legislation or not, to have the Senate party effectively say no to what Malcolm Turnbull says the wider party has said would be odd. There's the question of the guillotine. Now, I spoke to quite a few senators throughout the week on the question of the guillotine. All senators say the Senate rarely guillotines debate and that they would be loath to move a gag on their own MPs. So even if a guillotine is proposed, I think it's highly unlikely that it would get up. But even for that to be proposed and the idea to be considered is, I would think, a very strange one.
This looked like Custer's last stand for Malcolm Turnbull tonight. What happens from here? Is it possible, in particular, as some people are suggesting, that the party actually could now split, if you like, into a green and a brown section?
Well, I think there'd be people trying to hold the party together. I think there are decisions that have to be made before then. There is a question of whether anyone moves another spill motion. We already have one move this week, and that was defeated 48 votes to 35. There is some suggestion that it would take a 7-vote turnaround for that to change. The Turnbull supporters are saying they believe those numbers are largely holding. I've spoken to another person who thinks that maybe the 7 votes have switched, so that's not clear. Now, Malcolm Turnbull did say in his press conference that that if people want to move a spill motion, it's a matter for them. He didn't say any more than that, but it is up to him whether he decides to call a meeting to have that. But I think that the pressure would now be very much on for something to be done about the leadership. There's been speculation, but it's not been confirmed, about a Tony Abbott, Tony Smith ticket. There's a lot of talk around tonight and not a lot of clarity, but things just going from bad to worse for the Liberal Party. I spoke to someone before the resignations had happened, and they said that things for the Liberal Party had never been so dire. I'll have to get back to them and find out what they think now.
Well, Curtis, thank you very much on that note. And just to recap for anyone who came in late, Malcolm Turnbull has mounted a spirited defence of his position on climate change and refused to stand down or rebutted any suggestions that he might stand down as leader.